On our worst behavior.
Yo. On our worst behavior, episode 5.
Yo, man, what's going on, everybody?
I got my boy Deep back. I'm dragging him out of Greenville.
I'm back, man. I'm back. Back in effect, man. What's good, bro?
Nothing much. Tell everybody what you had going on last week. You couldn't make it.
Man, that was Greenville, man. I had to shoot a little short film, man. Shout out to my guys up there, man. We got something popping off, man. Right. It was cold as a bitch. Greenville cold as fuck, bro.
Yeah, it's up, you know, upstate. The mountains and stuff off.
But forget the bullshit. Let's just cut into it, man. I heard the podcast, and I just want to know, bro. What the fuck?
Podcast from last week.
What the fuck, bro?
Podcast from last week was dope.
Shout out
to LJ Bennett for coming through, filling in for
LJ
you.
Ain't getting no other job, bro. I'm telling you that right now. That nigga's unemployed forever. Forever.
In the medical field, at least.
Nah. He was snitching, man. I told him that shit, too. He was snitching too much, bro.
He definitely did incriminate himself. But I
LJ, that type of nigga that will,
he can use me as a reference.
LJ will be a regular on First 48.
Ha!
I swear. That nigga gonna need, like, that nigga had at least need 2 90-minute tape, though. He will tell you every goddamn information you need to know. I'm glad he couldn't work with me. I had to kill him.
Nah.
I had to kill him. God damn, boy, y'all niggas was talking, boy.
Nah, but shout out to LJ again.
That was some Illuminati shit that y'all got going on that day, but it was good, though, man. Shout out to LJ.
Shout out to LJ.
Man.
He'll be on again. Probably more in the future, too.
Yeah, but
well,
when he be on, I'm not going to be here because he ain't going to incriminate me and get me mixed up into some shit.
Well, he definitely is your feeling. If you never can't make it, he definitely is your feeling.
Yeah, man. We've been up to, man, since I was absent.
Nothing much, man. Same old working, you know.
Yeah.
Saw a dead body this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
That dead rabbit we seen earlier?
Nah, man, Nikki.
Oh, yeah, man. Ooh, yeah. She's gone, bro.
Yeah,
she's gone.
That she got,
I will be in the funeral dressing in the nice pink suit in her honor, bro.
In her honor.
Because that bitch dead.
Yeah, man. She,
Remy ate her ass up, bro.
Remy.
God damn.
Remy really went in on her. Not only that, she dropped another one this week, too. I think she dropped another
one. Yeah, she definitely wrote that one. Papoose wrote that first one, clearly.
I'm not going to say it because Remy been hard.
Yeah, Remy been hard, bro. But listen to the cadence, though. The two different, her rap, she was rapping different on two different things, though.
She probably just switched up her flow.
No, man. Like, she just should have just left that shit alone. That was her super ugly.
Well, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And Nikki, speaking of leaving alone, isn't doing nothing.
Nothing.
If she really wants to, you know, take some attention away from this, she can just go do a porn.
What?
I'm serious.
Yeah, she do.
She already got the name for it, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, she do.
Nicki Minaj gets fucked in the garage. That's the name of the movie right there. It rhymes.
This nigga said Nicki Minaj
gets fucked in the garage. Game bang in the garage. Deep throats in the garage.
Yeah, man. I just to take that shit off, man. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen next, bro. She definitely don't need to respond back now. It's too late now. It's going on, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two, 3 weeks?
A week.
It's over, man. It's over.
Last
she's dead.
Yeah.
Put the sound effects on with that gunshot. Pow, pow. She's dead, bro.
Yeah,
she's
dead. That right there, I mean, you got to come back with something. Because what she came back with was just whack. Like, you can't say, oh, well, we're going to let
who
her
came
be.
Back?
When
who?
Nikki said, not her comeback or song, but she came back with, like, yeah.
Oh, she did post the pictures on Instagram with her future and her titties out, which was nice, quite nice,
yeah, they
by
were
the
quite
way.
Nice. And
she got some good.
I will agree. I wish I was saw the left one.
Yeah.
Or the right one. Whichever one was exposed. I wish I was saw the other one that wasn't.
It don't even matter, man.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Well, nah, she said, what'd she say? That she had more money than Remy. Something you're gonna let her
see,
be.
See, that shit.
That,
man.
That's just corny. Because, of course, you should have more money than someone who did 6 years in prison. I mean, everybody should have more money than someone who did 6 years in prison.
I know some niggas who,
yeah, you're right about that. But,
I don't know what to say about that, bro. That wasn't no battle, so I need people to stop saying it's a battle.
Nah, it's not a battle at all.
Only a battle if somebody, you know, returned fire, and there was no shots returned at all.
Well, Foxy Brown came out with a song.
And she's deaf.
I mean, I guess she's back rapping and stuff and, you know, doing stuff. Man, Fosse, but she can't, that's just irrelevant.
Fosse used to be my top five female rappers, man. Now she's just totally disappointed.
I always like Fosse Brown, but yeah, but she's supposed to be having a Remy diss song, but I mean, I guess at this point it all doesn't matter. You know? Yeah, there's only one person that everybody wants to hear, and
she's not going to do it, man.
She is not responsible.
Well, I just need people to leave it alone, let it die down. Move on with their life, man.
I mean, I guess with the attention span of people, eventually it's going to die down.
Yeah, I give it by. Yeah, I give it by the end of this month.
Unless Remy just see her and just, you know, fight her.
Yeah, right. Who going to fight who?
Remy just roll on Nikki.
I don't even think that shit that serious for them boys. But, I mean, then again, this is females. No offense. No. No offense, females. Yeah, man. But other than that, bro, you won't think that about other battles, man, like Jay-Z and Nas. Like, that shit, I mean, I guess it's different. No, you can't even say it's different, man, because there have been other female battles before. I mean, Nicki went at Lil' Kim before, you know what I'm saying? Them two exchanged words. I just don't understand what's going on now.
Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown went at each other.
I think she's trying to get out this damn pop world, bro.
Who?
I mean, get into the pop world. Nicki.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, one of the best things she probably can do is go do a song with Ariana Grande.
She already did.
Or do another one. Make a whole album.
Oh, okay.
At this point.
Yeah, she's done, bro.
Because, yeah, that...
Who's some of your favorite rap battles?
My favorite rap battles?
Yeah.
Of course, the East Coast, West Coast one. The beef,
what?
Which, you know, that one was, I liked that one. I mean, unfortunately, two people had to die, but.
I'm talking rap beef battle, like battling, man.
That's what
like
I'm talking
like
about.
Like rap, man, that shit was beyond some rap battle,
well, then
man.
In reality, they wasn't, you know, they only had, they wasn't really rapping. I mean, they had, but Hit 'Em Up, and then Biggie had Who Shot You, but then, you know, the Dog Pound dropped New York, New York. That was the song I thought was the dopest song out of Hit 'Em Up, honestly. But
I mean, yeah, you got other battles, man, in the past, man. Like
everybody is familiar with the Ja Rule and 50 Cent battle.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was
Ja Rule and 5th, then you had a little T.I. and Luda, T.I. and Lil Flip.
Yeah, which I don't know why T.I. was, I mean, Lil Flip tried to go against T.I.
5th and Game.
Oh, yeah. I thought that one just seemed
Jada and Beans.
Yeah, that one was dope. I like that one. What's it called? Game of 51. That they was almost battling like a couple girls. 50 telling Game, he kicking them out of G-Unit and all type of stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. I guess it's deeper than that shit. I don't know. What else? Man, forget this. Oh.
So you know want to tell everybody that short film you did in Greenville was a porn movie?
No, we ain't gonna talk about that.
You sure? You know what I'm talking about?
That wasn't a porn film, man.
It might get you something, man. It might boost our ratings a little bit.
Lord, no, we need it. Nah, man, it wasn't no porn film, man. It was a short film, man. Actually, a web series, bro.
Oh, okay.
So, you know.
Oh, speaking of web series, we got our YouTube page up.
Yeah, YouTube, man. Our YouTube page up too, man. So y'all just subscribe to
our Behavior Podcast YouTube page.
Yeah, subscribe to that junk, man. So, you know, we give y'all some content, man.
Yeah. We already got every episode on there. Shout out to Julian who
he hit that up, man. Because I damn sure ain't know how to do that shit.
Julian to be on here in a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah. Talk about some more ignorant shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen in 2 weeks on that.
I know he said something about what we were talking about. If you have more than one kid, your vagina must be good.
Oh yeah.
But we're gonna leave that for next episode.
Yeah, that's a whole other concept.
Yeah, I truly believe that, but I'm not gonna get more into that. But you talking about no, which I don't. What are you talking about?
I mean, I think that it has a whole. I mean, I think that. I don't think that. I don't think that's the purpose. I don't think that correlates together.
What do you mean? Fuck that. Fuck next week. Let's talk about it now. What do you mean?
What I'm saying is, like, just because a girl has two or three kids doesn't mean her pussy, she could just be fertile.
That means it's good.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, I know girls that have, that I've been with who had great pussy and they don't have no kids.
Why you say it, man? Why you,
and they have no kids.
Okay, but they may be good, but I'm talking about good.
Yeah.
Real good.
And they don't have no kids.
Man, you know? Tripping, man. All right. Now, you know what? Fuck it, man. Just save it. Just save it for when Jew comes. I'm pretty sure Jew gonna agree with me.
I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I don't think that all.
Well, all right. Then. Next subject, man. We didn't go to CIAA, but we found out that Young Dolph trying to get his ass got 2 times in a row.
CIAA, I've been to CIAA party.
Charlotte, North Carolina has officially made it. Try to make Young Dolph a body every February 20th. When CIAA, February 25th?
You know, I ain't never heard a Young Dolph song.
You ain't missing nothing.
Okay. All right. I mean, you brought them up. I was just trying to say, because I've really never. Because I know they say he beefing with Yo Gotti or something now, right?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, he made a diss track that got overshadowed by Nicki and Remy's diss track. That's why. Yeah.
Who made the diss track?
He did. He dissed Yo Gotti. Called a nigga a big headed nigga.
That just sound whack. That sound whack. That sound real whack.
It's whack, but it's funny as hell, though. You gotta listen to it, man.
That sound real.
So he had sex with Yo Gotti baby mama, and on the cover art got like 25 missed calls by Yo Gotti baby mama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that shit.
No, that's pretty.
Somebody gotta get. Somebody gotta die.
That's pretty tough right there.
Yeah, somebody gotta die. Right.
I guess if your guy must really care about, he still must care about
her. Listen, I seen the picture of the baby mama. He definitely don't care about her.
Oh, so see, he shouldn't care.
It's the principle, BJ.
Not necessarily, man. I mean, I think
it's the principles, man.
Sometimes people give the baby mama too much credit.
Listen, you're right. I mean, if I was to find out an enemy of mine was having sex with my baby mama, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't get upset about it. Ain't that right, BJ?
No, I wouldn't get upset. For real.
Yeah, you did.
I don't have no enemies, but still, that would not bother me the least bit.
It won't at all? Not even a little tiny bit?
Not even a little tiny bit. Shoot, you got a lot of dudes out here who are hoping that they baby moms find somebody else.
I'm not even gonna lie, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I ask God every day, don't find me a woman yet. Find my ex a new dude first.
Yeah.
I can be last. Yeah. I'll wait.
Because once she finds her dude, like you said, your ex, then a lot of stuff you won't have to worry about anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know. I don't know, man.
You ain't been to the movies lately, D?
I went to go see Logan, bro. I cried, man.
How was that?
I cried.
How you cried?
I don't want to give the movie away, man, but... Nigga, I cried, bro. Oh,
okay. All right, well, shit.
It's good as fuck, bro. I think it's like, it gotta be the number one top superhero movie right now, bro. I mean, that good.
You mean ever or just now? Because now it definitely be the number one superhero movie. It's the only superhero movie out.
Shit, it's up there with Guardians of the Galaxy, Deadpool.
My attention span is too short to go to a movie.
Okay, then you just watch them on Fire.
I don't even got one of them. It's just too short. Like I gotta like I said, the last time I went to the movies, I went on a date. Well, no. Second to last time I went to movies, I went on a date.
Goddamn, BJ, what do you be watching at home? Just porn? That's all you watch is porn? I know it's porn because every time I hit you up, though, you always watching porn.
Porn, I watch a lot of porn. Fresh Prince. Martin, the Wayans brothers, Sanford and Son. I watch a Cosby Show. Whenever I'm feeling down, I watch Good Times because that'll definitely make you feel better. And they were fucking poor as shit.
And porn.
Well, not too much porn like that. But yeah, man. But see, now when I watch porn more like a show. Like, I don't watch it like how you used to watch. You know, I watch it now, it makes me laugh. Like, it's almost like a comedy show now. Like, I like watching it to the point where, like, I watch the whole, like I like to see, like, the setup to it. Like, there was all their clothes, all this
You know stuff. I just started getting into? Watch.
What? I really want to hear this. This is funny, because you were looking at me with a real funny look on your face.
I just started getting to watching them amputee porn.
That's funny.
I see the nigga hitting the chick with one arm.
One arm?
I can't go with the joke, man. Go on.
You know what's funny about that? Is that I was one day when I was watching one video, like, you know how they got like certain websites you go to, they all have the different C's, like, you can click on and everything.
X-Videos.
That's all I really watch is X-Videos. They had a WAP.
We need a sponsor for X-Videos. We just give y'all ass a shout-out. Yeah. Trust me, y'all ain't the best porn site that we seen now. There's other ones.
What's it called? They had a guy.
He was
a double amputee hitting it.
What the hell?
He had no legs. Well, both his legs were cut off.
Shit. How?
I didn't watch it. I just saw it. Like, saw it, but didn't click on it to watch it. I was watching somebody else.
I seen another amputee nigga had half a penis, bro.
That don't even make any sense. What is going on? What made you watch amputee porn?
A girl was giving the man head and the man had half a penis.
I mean, I like MILF porn.
I used to be into MILF, man. It's just so, the story is so the same now.
I mean, yeah, it pretty much is the same.
I always wanted to have a homeboy who had a MILF. But everyone, I did, but it was ugly as hell. So I wouldn't do it. I just want a homeboy who had a bad mom. All the other homeboys who did have bad mom, they was happily married. Or, you know, they want to mess with young dudes or whatever.
Well, I mean, but one thing, but even though you said the story is the same, like, no, but give me that story, because I don't want...
It's the same old story. You go to the always be the dude going to his homeboy mom's house, which is like in a fucking mansion, which I don't see how to... Whatever. You're always going, knocking on them.
They can live in a mansion.
No, these are black ones, too. They always knock to the door, and the mom, sexy mom, be half-ass naked as well, and the nigga be like, oh, it's Carlos home. Oh, he's not home? Okay. And then she'd be like, well, you can come on in. You can wait for him. And they always sit down and she always feeding the niggas some grapes and I love black porn.
I'm dead serious. I do not like. It's like, for me, watching black porn is like I walked into a room like, and you were fucking.
What kind of black porn then? You got the amateur ones, the ones they be fucking inside suburban.
I do not like watching black porn.
Then you got the one that niggas be fucking.
If it's a black man and a black woman, I won't watch it.
Because a black
like,
what? No?
If it's a black man, a black woman, I won't watch.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like I'm walking in. It's like it'd be like me walking in on you. Because it's always the same.
It's the same thing with every porn. What are you talking about?
Even though it's all real, black porn seems too real to me.
It's a porn. It's real. What are you talking about?
But it doesn't.
Man, you want to see that fancy shit.
It doesn't catch your imagination.
You go on Cinemax at night or Showtime at night, man. If you want to see that futuristic niggas fucking on damn spaceship with aliens and shit.
I'm not even talking about all that.
You go on watch that type of shit.
It doesn't catch your imagination.
I like real shit.
They be waiting on the weed man. Like, no.
That's real shit. What are you talking about?
Don't fuck the weed man. Fuck the firefighter.
You could do that too. That's realistic. What are you talking about?
I don't want you to fuck your weed man. No, fuck the firefighter.
But it happens a lot.
Fuck your teacher for the A. Like, I saw this one black porn and the girls were in college. And like, I'm like, all right, she's probably gonna fuck her professor or something. No, she just fucked another girl to be in the sorority. I'm like, no, don't do that. You're not getting the A for this.
I like seeing real shit, man.
Who cares about you getting in the sorority?
The bad chick fucking the crackhead or shit like that. Like, I like seeing that type of shit. It's fantasy because ain't no really no good looking chick gonna fuck a damn crackhead.
No,
but
not me.
It can happen.
Like, fuck your professor. Fuck your boss.
You can see that shit at your job. Like, what are you talking about, man?
Get a raise. Don't fuck them for half a gram more.
Man.
You know, that's what I'm just saying. Like, me watching Blackboard be like me walking in on one of my homeboys fucking. Like, no, I don't want to see that. think like they be fucking in motels and all type of shit. No, like fuck in the mansion. Look on that big expensive couch over there. You know what I'm saying?
I like seeing a porn where niggas be fucking girls with while they smoking weed. And
no, them. See that? No, see that's the stuff I'm talking about, man.
I seen a nigga take a. Damn, I forgot what porn I mean. I seen a bunch of porn, bro. I really do need to gather my life, bro.
I remember, love.
I used to be addicted watching that shit. I used to have to put my kids to sleep. I would literally slip Benadryl inside their drink just to put them to sleep fast. Ooh, just because I could watch porn.
Damn.
Life was crazy, man.
Really, I remember. Life was really
good. And then I dedicate myself to Christ. But then after that, I go back to watching porn again, you know?
I remember. It's crazy, bro. I was probably like in like high school, like middle school, like eighth, ninth grade. And we had DirecTV. We had this card that gave you every channel.
Were you about to say you done dry hop your cousin, one of your cousins before?
No. So they had this card that gave you every channel. So we had all the porn channels.
So I'm the only one ever.
Probably, yeah. Listen. So anyway,
hey, we adults, right? we all adults in here now. We all done dry. We done dry hump. I'm the only one that ever dry hump my cousin before.
You are. Okay. So anyway,
we didn't know we were cousins at the time. Now.
We had all the channels. So we had all the porn channels. So it would be like, all right. So now you got all these porn channels. So I'm sitting there like,
y'all had the black box.
It wasn't a black box. It was DirecTV, but this was before DirecTV the way it is now. So they had a card. So we had all the porn channels. So we'd be like, you suspended from school. I'd be like, I'd be sitting in the principal office like, damn right, I'm suspended from school. I couldn't wait. If my mom would go to work, Julia would go to school. Like, yeah, Ashley was about to go to school. Like, damn right, I'm in the house by myself.
See, you lucky, man. When I used to be suspended, like, man, don't boy would disconnect the TV out my room and all. Yeah, shit real,
yeah.
Bro.
I'd be like, yeah, damn right, I'm suspended from school. I'd be all day, like even like the night before, like when say somebody go to the bathroom in the living room by myself, I'll go to the channel and be like, what's coming on tomorrow around like 10 a.m. 11 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga had a TV guide for porn and shit. Real sex, come on at what time now? 10 o'clock? Hey, we used to kill them.
This was better than real sex. This was better than that HBO shit.
No. It was some episode of Real Sex. You'd be off the chain.
I watched Real Sex before.
You ever watch, what's that shit? It was a Real Sex special. Special edition. Special edition. Something about hookers, man. Hookers on Hawaii.
I watch one called Atlantic City Hookers one
That's
time.
The one, yeah. But the niggas
I like watching stuff like that.
That's the one. He was fucking a girl, and the girl had a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, I like watching stuff like that. Even that show that used to come on, the Bunny Ranch one.
What?
I used to like watching that.
Kill the Bunny Ranch too.
I will say that at one time in my life,
Air Force Amy was my favorite one. And shout out to Air Force Amy. She's a friend of the show too.
Air Force Amy?
Air Force Amy. Amy. Yeah. She was
awesome.
She was the one that had a bad attitude all the time because she couldn't never keep her husband.
I say that my at one time in my life, one of the businesses I wanted to own was a brothel.
I can see you running a brothel.
Exactly.
I can't do it.
But yeah, but no. Back, I watched stuff like that. Like,
I got kids, man.
Hookers and all type of stuff like that. Like, I remember watching that vividly. Like, man, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah.
I like watching stuff like that.
He was observing it like...
Scientist
or some shit.
Man. I had to write a paper on it or something. I was taking notes.
Yeah, man. We were messed up as kids, man.
I remember one time... Shout out to my boy Brandon, too. Brandon McGlory. I don't know where he got it from or whatnot. I don't know where. But I just remember one summer. I remember me and him were in summer school. He just came... At like the beginning of the summer, and was like, "Man, I found this." And I was like, "What do you mean you found this?" And he had this tape. Mm. It was just a porn. It was like, it had to be. I just know that
from DVD or actual tape,
actual VHS. From the time we started watching that one porn, and it'd be some days that we didn't watch it, but all of us used to watch it.
You got hooked every
season. My boy Romero, my brother Julian, we used to all whoever somebody wasn't at their house, we would always just watch. Not knowing anything, we were young, just watching it.
My grandma had a porn.
I mean, we watched that thing.
I'm still trying to figure that shit out.
That thing had to have over like 100 hours on it.
Yeah, he knows that. Every those tapes, man. Like, they used to have hours. So much footage then. That shit hold more than them DVDs. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how the hell.
Like, how much do you, like, how many black cheerleader searches are you really going to make?
I remember,
there were so many of them. How much film is it?
I remember my uncle, that son of a bitch. He done recorded all my cartoons. That's when Cartoon Network had just came on TV, recording nothing but porn on my shit.
That's Johnny Bravo and all and all.
No, this was before Johnny Bravo.
Oh, okay.
And then record all my Bugs Bunny shit, recorded porn on all my shit, dog. That shit had pissed me off, man. Straight up, yo. Hey, fuck you, hey. I want my dad.
You want your cartoon?
I want my childhood back, man. It for him, man. He corrupted me.
He corrupted you. Yeah, man. Put a lot of
I'm not going to name his name, but he knew exactly what I'm talking about. He listened to the podcast.
Well, I like talking to my boy Renty, because, like, Renty, shout out to Renty.
Shout out to Renty, man.
Shout out to Renty, but it makes Julian laugh, because Julian's my brother, by the way, y'all. I say his name a lot. Y'all don't even know. Me and Rindy be talking about something, but we'll talk about porn out of nowhere. And Julie be like, how do y'all know their names? Like, we know the actual female's name.
Oh, me too.
Me too. I always say I want to do porn like fantasy football.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, like, whoever got, you know, a new seed that this happened to, you can play for it.
I got my starting five.
Yeah.
But I had to kick Pinky out, man. Pinky, man, she done got short and fat. And
well, she always been short. You just can't get short.
She's starting to look like Juicy from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, man.
Oh, man. I know who Juicy is.
Damn, bro. She used to be my number one, man. Then you got Cherokee Diaz.
Yeah, I knew Cherokee.
And then you had, you can keep that Roxy Reynolds, bitch. It's nasty.
It's funny.
No,
you,
man.
It's funny that you said Roxy Reynolds, because I was,
it's a reason why
I see a picture of, No, one thing I like about the porn people now is that, like, they have, like, Snapchats and stuff. So it's so funny because, like, you'll be
shout
like,
out to Tiana Trump, man, since you want to bring that
so
up,
you'd
man.
Be like, you'd be, like, on Snapchat. And I mean, see one, and she'd be like, yeah, I just finished filming for whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Wiping so now, the shit from the side of her mouth
now
and everything.
You listen to trap music in your car like you just got off work at fucking Spencer's.
Beautiful. You know? Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Trust me, there's no judgment here, ladies.
No.
We love you just the way you are.
I think it's funny. Like, I just got game banged, and now I'm listening to Future. And going home, like, I just got off.
I seen the bitch after getting game banged. She was playing Marvin Sapp, never would have made it.
Ooh, man.
That shit real.
Just make you automatically listen to gospel music.
Hey, man. She had to pray her sins away, bro.
Yeah, this one chick, I look at her on the Snapchat, she was like, yeah, I'm hanging out with my dad. He fixes cars, and they're fixing all these old muscle cars and stuff. She was like, he's my hero. I was like, your dad was your hero. If your dad was your hero, you wouldn't be doing
not
porn.
Not at all.
I mean, you would not. Something about porn screams out to me, you had real daddy issues.
Yeah.
Either that or you're just extremely horny. Yeah. Which I think is more daddy issues than being extremely horny. Because if you were just extremely... Because I always said that if you were going to have that much sex, you might as well. I always say that if you were going to be a whore, like if you were a girl and you're just a hoe.
Shout out to the whores, man. Hey, trust me, we are not judging y'all. We love y'all. And y'all keep on doing your whores ways, man. Much love and respect.
Go to Las Vegas where prostitution is legal.
Yeah,
or be a porn star.
Hey, get paid for your craft.
Yeah, because it is like a craft. It's like being an athlete. Doing porn is like being a professional athlete.
Hell yeah.
It's your body that gets you over.
I remember one time I wanted to get into the porn industry after I got slipped the Viagra pill one time. And that's a whole nother story in college. Shout out to Clark, man. Don't gave me a pill by accident.
Clark?
Yeah, man.
Clark, Atlanta?
No. All right, this is what happened.
You better not take no pills in Atlanta,
no,
boy.
No.
Been in the whole other porn.
No,
movie.
This is what happened. Yep. You're not going to do me. You ain't gonna do me on this damn camera.
No, I'm just saying.
You ain't gonna do me on this
camera. Yeah, I don't want you to go out like that, man.
No, man. Dude was like, I didn't know at the time how a Viagra pill looked like. I didn't know it was blue. I didn't know.
The little blue.
So I had a big, real bad migraine one night. And shit. So my next door neighbor, you know, he's a college dude. I was like, hey, all right, man, I got a headache, man. You won't mind? You give me some Advil or whatever. So he just did the shit to be funny. Gave me a Viagra pill. And
that's funny.
Yeah. By the way, that headache did go on the way, though. I tell you that much.
Yeah.
Shit.
Had another headache. That's funny. I took one of those pills one time before. I'm not going to say who I got it from, but I did it because I saw him. and I thought it was funny. I said, I'm just do it. I just did it because I thought it was funny. Man, and then being as young as I was, that was not good.
Oh, man.
Oh, the wind could blow a certain way. I have a Woody.
Hell yeah, man. Those are good old days, man.
Yeah.
Those are good old days. But enough talking about porn and hard dicks. What else happened in the news, man? Happened going on? The Oscars? You watched the Oscars?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Shit, funny how we just jumped
from no. The Oscars came on last week.
Yeah, around the same
I didn't see none of it, because I don't really watch none of those shows. Was CeeLo there? He was dressed big-ass Oscar at the Grammys.
That's Grammys. And we already talked about that episode one.
Yeah, what's it called?
Shit.
Nah, I saw that. Well, you know, I saw Fences, that girl won the movie. Viola Davis won
best support.
I like how we just transition from talking about porn and talking about all these crazy things. Now we're talking about Viola Davis. That's awesome.
But transform from getting on hard to winning Viola Davis. Golden Hardware. That's so crazy, man.
I saw she won. I saw Fences. That was a good movie. Yeah. She deserved it.
You but you at least saw what happened to her, what happened with the very last in the war.
Yeah, I saw that, but I was trying to think, why did they, because I read something that said they did that on purpose, but I have Moonlight at home to watch, but I have not yet to watch it.
You love it.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I know my man in there from Luke Cage is in there.
Yeah, shout out to, that's my favorite actor, man, Ali.
So I know he's in
there. Damn, I think I butchered his name up, man. He's like the first Muslim. Yeah,
don't nobody know who you're talking about.
He's the first. Oh, they people know what I'm talking about, man. That's really, man.
Not nobody who watches this, listens to this podcast.
Oh, they.
But I bet they know who Roxy Reynolds is.
Man. And fuck Roxy, man. I'm not even talking about her. I got a personal beef with her.
Damn.
But yeah, Mahershala Ali. I swear I'm saying his name wrong. Remy got Cottonmouth. Everybody know who Cottonmouth is.
Yeah, from Luke Cage.
Yeah, man. You know, he's the first Muslim that won an award and the first nigga to wear a do-rag to win an award in any Oscar movie.
Oh, yeah, because he did. Well, I saw the previews of Moonlight. Yeah. I value this person's opinion a whole lot. Mm. She told me Moonlight. She told me about Moonlight. So she said it was kind of, she said she thought it was kind of boring.
It really was kind of boring, but I
well, I think a lot of those movies that win those awards, like Oscars, stuff, be boring.
I still haven't seen Hidden Figures yet.
I have not seen Hidden Figures either.
I've seen Fences.
Fences was good.
That shit was
good. Denzel don't disappoint, though.
Yeah, hell no.
I mean, I think Denzel can do a movie with a brute.
He should have won that award, man.
Oh, I don't pay attention to awards and stuff like that anymore.
Yeah. Shout out to...
Not like how I used to. But mainly I used to pay attention to the MTV awards.
Yeah. You watch the MTV Awards, man? Well, of course you do.
Back in the day when it was good, now it's just
what?
It's just whack.
All these award shows whack, man. Listen, I like doing, I mean, the acting world and shit, and I don't even pay attention to damn awards like that, man, because I don't define
you can't say that you got a beef with Roxy Reynolds and you're in the acting world.
I do got a beef with Roxy Reynolds, and man. The shit she do, the shit she did, man, that was really, really upset me, bro. But that's for another story for another time, man.
Another story for another time. I can't wait to have your story.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Probably when Drew come through.
Oh, yeah, Drew will be here in 2 weeks. Matter of fact, y'all mark y'all calendars in 2 weeks. St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, man.
We are having our first
birthday weekend too, baby.
Is your birthday weekend?
Yeah, man, March 18th, baby.
Oh, okay, Deke's birthday weekend. We are having our first annual On Our Worst Behavior St. Patrick's Day beer bash.
Yes, clap that shit. We're gonna get drunk as a bitch. Shit.
On the podcast, which isn't the first time any of us.
Well, yeah, drunk shit, on it ain't the first time. Goddamn, shit, plenty of times.
But
damn near every episode except last week episode when I wasn't there. You on the other hand. Yeah.
I was very, very sober.
Shit. Okay. You a good actor too then.
I'm a very good actor.
You heard anything about the comedy show?
I heard it was good. I heard it. I rolled by it because I had to work that night. I saw that it was packed.
Tell me what comedy show we telling for people who don't know.
The comedy show on the song called had our boy LJ Bennett on there. Shout out to LJ. Our homeboy Chris Footman on there. Shout out to comedian Chris Footman. We haven't forgot about you. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably going to be one of our next guests whenever we can get him in.
Yeah, man. These guys doing their thing, man. Much respect, man. Definitely, man.
Yeah, but I heard it was good. I know I rode by, saw the car, it was packed. I mean, it doesn't take, I mean, it ain't like Masonic Hall, this big venue now. But listen, they said every seat was filled.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
It's cool that it turned out.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. The reason why I didn't go.
Oh, yeah, I heard you had a little accident, huh?
Huh? Yeah, what are you talking about?
I heard you got hurt at work. Don't you got a concussion or something?
Shut up, man. That shit was a lie. That was a lie. Damn, we understand it now. Thanks a lot, BG. God damn.
You
might be another nigga unemployed.
You hit your head.
I hit my head. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hit my head. Yeah, that's right.
You hit your head so hard.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it, baby. But, man, the reason why I didn't make it, man, because I heard too much shit be going on down there, bro.
Nah, you didn't have to worry about
too much shit going on down there, man. I done left that life alone. Yeah. Am I right?
Nah, I understand what you're saying, but nah, you'd have been good.
Good?
Yeah, it was a totally different crowd. Because I do know, you know, people like the star, I call it star shooting. And they don't got nothing to do, they start shooting at the stars.
Yeah, that's like an annual Negro ritual, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cloud killing.
Yeah.
For what?
So. Yeah. It is what it is, man. But other than that, man,
just got right into this one. I didn't even get a chance to do my intro.
You really didn't, man. Really didn't, for real.
But you never know when the intro might come. Because remember, I did one, it was in the middle of the show.
Well, go ahead and give him the intro right now then, man.
Well, I can't give him the intro now.
Well, go ahead and give him what we are. Tell him what we are,
on our worst behavior podcast. We're worst. The podcast with worst means good.
Yeah.
Meaning that we are not the coolest podcast, we're not the best podcast. We are the worst podcast.
Damn Skippy. It don't matter. It could be the beginning, in the middle, or the end. You know? That's what we are, and that's what we're going to do. You dig. Now, with that being said, tell them, you got anything going on this week? Got anything popping this week? Any, you know?
No.
Child support cases?
No. This is gonna be a very
smooth week.
I already tell. And then next weekend I'm going out of town. Going out of town next weekend, so that'll be cool. So,
right.
But I more than likely will be back for episode 6, and then we just gotta start putting everything together for episode 7, when we have a big brother coming in, Big Julian.
Mm.
That'll be cool. Then, we got the YouTube page. So
yeah, man.
I'll be pushing that this week, because I told a couple people, but haven't, put it out there like that.
Subscribe to the Facebook page, man, on Our Worst Behavior. Subscribe to the SoundCloud page on Our Worst Behavior. We don't have no IG, but you always go on our IG pages and see where to go.
I gotta start learning how to.
This is your second, third IG page you done created, bro.
You need
to start remembering your password.
No, I got one.
And while we at it, bro, you need to start remembering your password. Everything, man.
I do remember the password. Everything.
You sure?
I never have a problem with the password. You always have a problem with the password.
Because every time, you know what, man?
Every time I go in there, it goes right in.
Well, I guess the goddamn password don't like me then.
Well, I know one thing. I know last week I had to do that goddamn password. It made me do a fucking puzzle. Literally, it made me connect, like, tap every day you see where the sign is. I'm like, I'm doing puzzles to get into my own account.
I don't know what it was, bro. But all I know, I was frustrated as hell trying to get into that shit.
Well,
but that's another. We ain't got to worry about that, though. We good now, though.
We are good now. Like I said, I still haven't learned. I'll learn how to do that soon enough, because I damn sure don't know how to put the podcast on Instagram.
You ain't got to worry about that, man. Yeah, so. I mean, I got to add on to this. This is going on.
I guess we could in reality.
So tell me your IG page, your IG page, so people can go on. Oh, shit. This man, he don't even remember. Well, while he's looking for his shit, you can go on my Facebook page, Deke J, or go on my Instagram page, Need Deke in Your Life. Or go on my Twitter page, Get Deke 843. or go on the YouTube page on our Worst Behavior.
Yeah, my
or on the SoundCloud page. We got a lot of shit, bro. On our SoundCloud page, on our Worst Behavior. That's it.
My Instagram is
or Facebook page on our Worst Behavior. Tell them. I already know that. You tell the people, man.
Instagram BJ McCovey. That's it.
Yeah, that's all. That's it, man.
It's not as exciting as you might think it is.
He's not an exciting guy, people. He's him.
I am very much me. That's all you need to know.
And that's all that matters, goddamn. And that's what else you got going on?
And you know one thing, every time I go on Instagram, I always go watch porn after. Because that's all it is. That's all it is. I was like, I saw this one chick on Instagram. I was like, man, she's probably the hottest chick I've seen in
IG
on Instagram. And like maybe like the last 4-5 years.
Well, they did say Instagram be selling porn now. You know,
Backpage
is out of business.
Zara Ellis, Elise. She's a model. She always wearing Adidas. I want real hot. Then I was like, all right, cool. I said, so when I blow up, I'm going to get her. Now I saw her hanging out.
So she be fucking wearing Adidas shoes, sneakers?
Yeah, all the time. See? Check her out. She got some Adidas there.
And that's a porn song?
No, she's just a model.
Oh, man, I'm talking about porn. I ain't talking about these models.
And then, but then I saw her hanging out with Usain Bolt.
Usain got him.
So I already knew Usain got him.
Yeah, Usain got him, bro. That's one thing about them Jamaicans, boy. Shit. They'll get them, bro. They'll steal your girl. Damn them damn island people, man. But anyways, man, that's all you got going on for yourself, man, this week?
Yeah. Then, just seeing what's happening. See if, I don't think nothing crazy will happen this week. I try to, because I can't.
We already said what really happened, the highlights of this week. Well, besides the porn shit.
Nothing really happened to me this week.
Hmm. Well, me-wise, what I got going on?
You never told nobody. Why you weren't here, why you didn't make the comedy.
All right, man. Comedy show.
Yeah, you said you.
No, I was out of town, man. I've told you the reason why I wasn't going to the comedy shit, because hell.
Oh, maybe I wasn't paying attention.
No, man. It just last past weekend, man. Like I was really on the grind, man. Just trying to get this shit pop, man. Shout out to Jason Gordier, man. We done released the trailer for that first.
I saw Bessie that.
Resistance, man. That's for Black Collective.
That's gonna be dope.
That's just gonna be dope, man.
Jason Gordier is dope. I give it up.
Yeah, man. That's my second time working with Jay, man. You know, he's a good dude, man. Yeah, one of Moss Corner's own, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good peoples, man.
That y'all did that Denmark.
And that freezing ass cold, bro. I'm surprised I ain't got sick. I'm surprised I'm still alive right now because, dog, when I say we was out there all night long, we was outside all night long, bro. Crazy. But other than that, man, y'all just be on the lookout for me, man. I'll post stuff on updates on what's going popping on. Other than that, man, the podcast is what we're living right, what we, you know, going by right now. So hopefully y'all just subscribe to the podcast, man, and show some love, man. We are just two kids, man, just trying to make it, trying to feed our family, man. We got a family to feed. Speaking of feeding, sponsors, man. We need a sponsorship, man. If you want sponsors, hit us up, man, on the Facebook page, man, on our Worst Behavior, man. Appreciate the love and showing your support and, you know, just keep this thing rocking, man. There's more episodes to come, man. It's just, you know, amateurs, man. We got this thing popping. But other than that, man, any last words you want to say till we close it out? Till we put the nail in the coffin like how Remy Ma did in Nicki Minaj's career?
Yeah, man. Check out my new scene on xvideos.com.
We ain't support. I promise I won't disappoint. We're not shouting X videos out no more, dog. They're not, unless they want to give us some sponsorship, man. I'm pretty sure we the only one that's giving them shout out right now. Because ain't nobody checking for X videos, man.
You know, shout out to all them guys who have an account to a porn site. Naturally, they can log in because that makes me laugh.
I can't remember my password to Pornhub and MySpace. I can't remember them shit.
You said MySpace?
Hell yeah, man. That's funny. To go back on my MySpace page, man.
But, nah, but I have nothing else, man. That's a...
Nothing else? Well, this has been a good little interesting podcast episode. But anyways, to close them out, if you love us when we're on our best, that's good. If you love us when we're on our worst, that's even gooder. I'm your boy, Deke J.
I'm BJ.
And we're on Our Worst Behavior podcast. We out.